Yeah. to be here in the land of the living.
Amen.
And it's a nice opportunity to stand before you once again, and I thank God for the opportunity. I won't be before you long. I thank God for the word of God that's been coming forth in its anointing.
Amen.
To inspire, to motivate. I thank God for our leadership. I thank God truly for the man and woman of God that we have placed before us, and the ones in the church, the elders and ministers that the Lord has used to inspire us, to motivate us, to keep us on track. As Minister Lewis was saying, who wants to go to heaven? You know, and I just thank God for the word of God that's been coming forth to lead and to guide us. At this time, without any further ado, I'm going to ask you to stand at this time. Just stand for the reading of the scripture, which is going to be taken from Daniel 3:15. Daniel 3:15. Amen. Let us read. Now if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, ye shall cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And the church said,
the word of the Lord has led us our way.
Amen. Amen. And this particular passage of scripture, Elder Camp has gone over the last few weeks. And there's so many good parts in it. There's so many messages to get out of it. But when I heard this on Sunday, it was an exciting message to me.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I was excited, you know, to know the deliverance of the Lord. And Elder Camp really preached that message. In fact, he was ready to run down the aisle before he was even done reading scripture.
Amen.
And I got excited. But there's one part of this passage that really stood out in my mind when he kept going over it. And it was the latter part of this when it said, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And you know, that was one of those woo moments, you know, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they gave credence to their God, and they were determined that they weren't going to bow down and worship. And, you know, Elder Camp was talking about Nebuchadnezzar and, you know, the boldness of him to even ask the question, who is that God that shall deliver you? At this time, I want you to follow me. I have a few scriptures that I want to go over. And this is going to be my message. If you could turn to John 4:24. John 4:24. And just that one scripture says, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we see here in this particular passage of scripture that God is a spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can we turn to Acts 2:17? Acts 2:17. in the one passage of scripture, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we see here in this particular passage of scripture, the Spirit of God is a Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can we turn to John 1:1? John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So we see here that in this particular passage of scripture, it says that God is the Word. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God is the Word.
Yes.
Let us go to Psalms 119 and 105. Amen?
Yeah.
Psalms 119, 105. And it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Here we find the word is a light that prevents us from stumbling. It prevents us from falling. It prevents us from going astray. Amen? Amen. Says the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I am going someplace with this. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can we turn to Philippians 4:19? Philippians 4:19. And here it reads, but my God shall supply all your need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In this particular passage of scripture, we see that he's the supplier of all of our necessities.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
It says he will supply all, not some, but all. In Matthew, it says, for your Father knows what things you have need of even before you ask. Amen? So in this passage of scripture, we see that God is a supplier of our necessities. Can we turn to Genesis 22 and 6? Genesis 22 and 6. And I'm only going to read a couple of scriptures out of this passage. It says, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering. of them together. So they went, both of them together, and they came to the place where God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do any harm unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son.
Amen.
Here in this passage of scripture, we see that Abraham and Isaac, that he was a lifesaver.
Amen.
He was a ram in the bush.
Amen.
He was a lifesaver to them.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. In Matthew 8 and 1, can we turn to Matthew 8 and 1? Matthew 8 and 1. When he was come down from the mountain, this is Jesus, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed.
Amen.
We see in this passage of scripture, you have to understand, we're still talking about God.
Amen.
We're still talking about God.
Amen.
This is the same God that was the Spirit, the same God that was the Word.
Amen.
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 The same God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And now he is cleansing the leper. He's healing. He's a healer. Amen. Amen. And if you go down a little further in Matthew 8, it says in verse 23, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey? And here we see that Jesus calmed the sea.
Amen.
He was a calm in the midst of a tumultuous storm.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. What kind of God do we serve?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I thought about the scripture in the beginning, when Nebuchadnezzar said, Who is that God? Who is that God? And here we see that God was the Spirit.
Yes.
He was the Word.
Yes.
He was the calm in the storm.
Yes.
And tonight I came to tell you that God is everything you need Him to be.
Amen.
He's everything you need Him to be. You might not need Him in a storm. And you might not need Him for a healing as yet. But God is our everything.
Amen.
Our everything.
Yes.
Amen. We sing this song, God is my everything. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my rock in the weary land. God is everything. And I just got excited when I read that, because I was like, what do you mean, who is that God?
Yes.
He's the same God when God told Moses to go talk to Pharaoh. And he told him to talk to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go.
Yes.
And Moses said, who, Lord, shall I say, sent me?
Yes.
And he said, just tell him that I am that I am. What kind of God do we serve?
Amen.
That even the winds and the sea obey.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, just know that God can be there for you.
Amen.
God is everything that you need him to be. You know, a lot of times we shortchange God. You know, we go to God in prayer and we ask God for a lot of the really big obstacles in our life. But we forget that God is a God of everything.
Amen.
He knows our needs even before we ask. He's a supplier. He's a deliverer. I just thank God because God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
And you know, when we think about where God has brought us from and how he saved us, I think about my own past. I think about how he delivered me. How he delivered me from smoking. And I look at the commercials now, and you know, it's terrifying. When you see those commercials and you see what cigarettes do to your body.
Yes.
And I think about how young I was when I started smoking. God delivered me. When I came to the altar and I gave my life to God, I didn't have to use the Chantix. I didn't have to go through the detox.
Amen.
I went to the church one night and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me. And Jesus took the desire of the cigarettes away from me. You know, I read the account of what God was to the men and the women of the Bible. But we have our own living testimonies here amongst us. We are encompassed about the so great a cloud of witnesses. All we have to do is look to the left or look to the right to see the handiwork of our God. God is great and greatly to be praised. You know, when Pastor gets up and he starts telling us how everyone else around us can see what God is doing in our church, we need to grab hold of it. We need to catch the vision. We need to catch the vision and see what God is doing here at Agape. You know, we have to, like Elder Camp said, appreciate the church and the people that he's bringing in. We serve a mighty God.
Yes.
You know, and all I can say is, whatever you're going through, whatever you need tonight, God is everything that you need. You don't need anything else but God. When everything else is failing you, you have God. God is my all in all. And truly tonight, when I ask that question, I read that and it says, who is that God?
Yeah.
Who is that God?
Thank you, Jesus.
God is everything.
Yes.
Pray my mind in the Lord.
Yeah.